Hi everyone, this is Dr. Cheryl Stellman and welcome to What Women Must Know. I have another great show and I'm so glad you're joining me today because this show is all about empowering you with truthful information so you can make the most informed decisions possible for your health and well-being. I have a couple announcements to share with you before we get going. First of all, I am about to depart for my lecture tour in Australia and New Zealand. I'll be gone from October to mid-December. I've got some exciting programs happening down there. My focus will be sharing the Rejuvenation Code secrets. So I have been working personally and professionally to provide the best strategies and knowledge to get younger and healthier with every year. So that's kind of my personal goal, and I have found some amazing keys to support everyone in being able to get younger and healthier with every year. So that's the theme of my tour down under, and I'm sharing this with you because if you are listening from Australia, New Zealand, you really want to know about this, and if anyone else has friends and relatives in Australia, New Zealand, please let them become aware that I have some wonderful programs happening. I will be in Melbourne in October, the end of October. I have I have two events happening in Melbourne, lectures, and then I go on to New Zealand, and I have events that will be occurring in the North and South Island, so that's Auckland and Christchurch and Nelson, so that's always a wonderful visit for me. And then I come back to Australia, and I'll be doing some events in Queensland. So it's a pretty busy tour, lots of exciting things happening. You can go to whatwomenmustknow.com, which is the website that I have all the events and the links to learn more and to join in on those programs. That's whatwomenmustknow.com. You can also go to my Facebook page, which is What Women Must Know, and I post everything up there with the links to the programs. I just want to say that for more than 20 years, I have really been focusing on rejuvenating my health, and the recent studies and tests have shown that actually my biological age is 20 years younger than my chronological age, so it all can be done. But you need to know the code, as I like to say. You need to have all the pieces of the puzzle. So that's what these events are about, to sharing with you the information and the practical strategies to really put these things into action. And what we're going to talk about today is part of this puzzle of how to get younger and healthier. So one other thing I want to say before we talk about the subject at hand. A couple of weeks ago, I interviewed Dr. Susan Cushing, and she is a fantastic enlightened dentist. But what we talked about particularly was her book and successful program for transforming her body and a lifetime of weight loss issues. So that was a wonderful conversation, and in that conversation we talked about a program that I personally have been involved in with great success and have been making available to my patients, to people in my workshops, called the Ultimate Fat Loss Program. That's based upon the research of an endocrinologist in the 1950s, explaining how the hypothalamus is the really key to facilitating an improved metabolism and weight loss. Anyway, it's a really interesting approach. It's been incredibly successful for the 2,000 people that I have assisted over the years. And I am sharing this information with you because I offered a 20% discount on my protocol. So that ends this coming Monday, October 10th. And if you want to take advantage of this money-back guaranteed program and get the 20% discount, you just have to go to whatwomenmustknow.com and then go to my store. You'll see the Ultimate Fat Loss Program there. And type in the coupon code box, spell it out, 20 off, one word, 20 off. And you'll get 20% off of that program. So if you are ready to get slim and svelte and fabulously healthy for the holidays, now is the time to do this program. check it out. More information on whatwomenmustknow.com. Okay, so that takes care of all those announcements. And now let's just get into the topic at hand, because this is a really important subject we're going to be talking about. We're going to be addressing an issue that's really compromising the health of people all over the planet. But more importantly, we're going to be talking about how to get protected from our dangerous wireless world. And my guest today is Alfred Hanser. I just want to say that I recently spoke at the conference that Alfred Hanser, who is the co-CEO, has sponsored just over the weekend, where I was a keynote presenter talking about the many ways that electromagnetic radiation and wireless technology is really affecting our health. So this is a topic that is near and dear to me, and I'm really thrilled to have Alfred on our call today. He has been a guest in the past, and we're going to be talking about some of the, start talking about the dangers, but really the solutions is what I'm interested in. We need to find solutions. Most of us probably are aware that our cell phone and other wireless devices could be a problem, but very few people have proven patented technology that actually can protect us. So let me just share a little bit about Alfred Hanser. He is a highly successful entrepreneur and is also regarded as an expert in the areas of electromagnetic radiation problems and solutions and cellular hydration. Alfred has been a featured speaker at many health and wellness congresses and scientific conventions, as well as an expert guest on many radio and TV shows around the world. He co-founded an international wellness company with its patented core technologies. So stay tuned, because you are going to learn some amazing things. And most of all, you're going to learn some action steps to really protect you and your family and friends from a growing public health crisis, really, that's going on. So first of all, let me welcome Alfred Hanser to the show today. Alfred, welcome.
Well, thank you, Dr. Selman. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, it's always a pleasure. I learned so much. There's such a wealth of information. And congratulations on a fantastic conference. Thank you for having me participate and contribute. It's always an inspiration to hear what you and your company is creating.
Well, yeah, it was a pleasure having you there. And there's a reason why you have spoken at a number of the conferences, wellness conferences that we have put on, because for all your listeners, I'm sure they already know, but for people that may be listening for the first time, I mean, you have not only a great track record, obviously, as a presenter and speaker and health expert and all the books that you've published and how well they've done, but you just really know your stuff when it comes to electromagnetic radiation and especially as it relates to women's health and wellness and how they all work together and how it's all interconnected. I mean, the conferences that we put on are usually 2.5-day events. They're weekend events about every half year or so. And we have people flying in from all over the place, all over North America and beyond, to participate in them. And, your presentations are always a highlight of these conferences. We're just really happy that you are kind enough to give us a platform to talk about these things now on your radio show and not just in the seminars, about what people can do proactively about counteracting this largest toxin of the 21st century that surrounds us, that we're inundated by, and that so many people don't know enough about it yet. So really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Well, thanks for your kind words, Alfred. And I think you bring up a really good point, and perhaps that's a really great place to start, and that's the fact that, well, the statistic that I shared at the conference was that we have 7.3 billion people on the planet, and we have 6.9 billion cell phone subscriptions around the world. So almost every single person on the planet, obviously children, newborns are not issued cell phones yet, but we're just inundated in a way that we've never been inundated before, and the science is pretty conclusive that this technology is emitting a type of pollution that has truly penetrated every corner, nook and corner of this planet. So we are part of this massive experiment humans, animals, all life forms that have been surrounded and penetrated by these particular frequencies that are emitted off of cell phones and your routers and your smart TV and your Bluetooth and cell phone towers and this growing number of devices that are working with this cellular technology. So it is a toxin, and it is extremely dangerous. So I think I'd like to start by having you share some of the proven harm that exposure to our cell phone is actually doing to the very cells of our body, how it's deteriorating our body's ability to function, physiological processes. Let's just get back to the basics so people understand that their love affair with their phones actually has a very dark side to it unless you're protected.
Yeah, absolutely does. I mean, we all know, or many of us in the health and wellness field now know, that the World Health Organization, the WHO, they have classified radio frequency, which is radiation emitted by cell phones and other devices, they've classified it as a carcinogen. And just to give you an idea as to what that means is, that's the same category as DDT and lead. So DDT, you know, we're talking about a highly toxic pesticide that they have put on that list of carcinogens, of cancer-causing agents, and the WHO in 2011 added radio frequency onto that list. In addition to that, there's tons of studies that have shown that pulsed radiation, again, radiation similar to what's happening in your cell phone, that can cause serious health problems. They've shown tinnitus, the ringing in the ears that people get as being one of those issues, memory loss, seizures. There's countless studies that link biological effects to RF radiation exposure, increased cancer risks, damage to the nervous system, adverse reproductive effects, DNA damage, and other things. And just to give you an idea from the mechanism of harm perspective, since you brought up that concept, Cheryl, if you think about it, it makes a lot of sense. We have our cells communicate with each other through subtle electromagnetic impulses. And so now we have a device, so a cell phone, cordless phone, wireless routers that are pulsating at a tremendously high frequency, and they're interfering with that intercellular communication impulse. And so our cellular communication system is literally battling this new man-made communication system on a daily basis. And what does the body do when it recognizes something as a foreign invader, as it does radio frequency or radiation? The body starts trying to protect itself against it. And when the body starts trying to protect itself from that radiation, the body uses a tremendous amount of energy to do that. And so now your energy that's otherwise used to keep physiological processes like digestion, hydration, vision, hearing, all those things that we need, breathing, cellular reproduction, all of those things that we need energy for, that energy is now being diverted away from those processes by trying to counteract the radiation assault that the body is feeling. So one of the big reasons why people feel so fatigued and so stressed and aggravatable and can't sleep at night, and digestion changes, and the regularity changes, things like that, is because the body uses energy that it otherwise would need and use to keep those processes normalized. It's using that energy to battle this invisible toxin. So when we look at the studies that have shown how bad radiation is for your body, people go, well, how can one toxin do so many different things to the human body? Well, because that one toxin interferes with the very necessity that your body needs in order to function properly, and that's intercellular communication. So we literally have this war of the worlds going on. The inner world, the interior body physiology of intercellular communication that cannot be interfered with and should not be interfered with, and it's now battling with your cell phone radiation, with your wireless devices, with all that stuff that we're inundated with. And what makes it so dangerous is that it's invisible. You can't smell it. You can't see it. Yes, you can measure it. But many times people don't attribute their physical ailments to that radiation that they're exposed to. So what we do in GEO Wellness is we license proprietary patented technologies to bring usable, easy-to-use, affordable products in the radiation protection arena to people so that people don't have to think about, oh, I got to move away from where I'm living. I got to move out of my apartment because there's a smart meter attached to my house. I got to move, you know, out into the countryside so I'm not exposed to radiation. That's not realistic. People want to stay where they like to live. People need to have intervention technologies that helps them counteract the effects of radiation exposure. And that's where we come in Geo Wellness. I hope that that makes sense. Cheryl?
So, yeah, it does make sense. I want to talk about the technology because there are a lot of technologies out there, so we need to know how to navigate to find ones that work. But before we get there, there are a couple of things that I really have been focusing on, and I know you have been aware of this and talking about it and educating people about this as well, and that's some of those mechanisms of harm that you mentioned. So one of the things that really concerned me, shocked me, horrified me actually, is the fact that our DNA, which is a very active process of communication, it's not just something that determines, you know, our traits when we're born and that's the end of it. It actually is responding all the time, which is where the field of epigenetics is emerging as leading science. Our DNA is being affected and turned on and off in healthy ways or unhealthy ways depending on the exposure. Our DNA acts as this, what they call a fractal antenna. The DNA actually responds to frequencies, natural ones and unnatural ones. And if it's unnatural, it actually is perceived by our very DNA as a toxic kind of, you know, pollutant, so to speak, altering our very DNA. All these man-made frequencies from radios, from smart meters, from cell phones are perceived and impacting our DNA with downstream effects. Can you just elaborate a little bit more on that? Because that's pretty scary.
It is very scary, and I have to say that was really one of the highlights of many in your presentation that you gave in our seminar this past weekend, was this concept of that basically our DNA acts like an antenna, and it picks up surrounding radiation, and it picks it up, and it tries to determine whether it's friendly or whether it's foreign. And whatever the body doesn't understand, it interprets as foreign. It's literally that black and white. And so when you're talking DNA, and we're talking DNA damage, Dr. Henry Lai from University of Washington back in the 80s was one of the first scientists in the world to show that irreparable DNA damage is happening when you're exposed to radiation from wireless devices. So now imagine you have, let's say, a child or a teenager or even an adult, and you are exposed to this radiation toxin. And it is damaging DNA. And we know that cellular division and then offspring, so if a parent has a child, that DNA is being passed on. Well, guess what else is being passed on? Genetic damage is being passed on. So you have this domino effect of the cell and that fractal antenna you mentioned picking up the radiation around it, basically becoming an attractor to it or for it. And at the same time, that radiation is absolutely hammering that cell and the genetic information that we have in our cell. So when we talk about, you know, is DNA being damaged and is DNA repair something the body does? Yeah, to an extent, of course. Otherwise, we would have genetic mutations every day of the week whenever we're exposed to the sun and UV radiation, etc. But there is a limit to it. And so the same way that if you're overexposed to sun, that the DNA repair process may not work as well anymore and you may end up in a skin cancer clinic, the same concept happens internally. So you have damaged DNA, and once DNA damage becomes irreparable, now your own processes, the daily survival processes are being impacted, but especially if you then have children, and you're passing that genetic damage on to them, now we're seeing the results of your exposure maybe in your child or your children's children. And that's when you know, Sheldon, you said about being part of this large experiment, that is what a lot of people don't realize. Electromagnetic radiation exposure, the 7 billion cell phones we have in the world right now, that there's countries where there's over 100% radiation penetration. That means more cell phones than people. People have multiple cell phones in those countries. Israel, Italy, UK, some parts of Asia. There's more cell phones than there are people. We don't know yet what's going to happen in 10, 15, 20 years. The scientists are already ringing the alarm bells, and they're asking and they're looking for solutions like we have in GIA, in GIA Wellness. But we don't know yet what's going to happen in 5, 10, 15 years. What's going to happen to global health? When people were exposed to asbestos and people were exposed to other toxins, that effects of that exposure didn't show up a day later, a week later, a month later. Those effects showed up 5, 10, 15, 20 years later. So we are truly part of the largest human experiment that none of us signed up for. We love the convenience of radiation-emitting devices because they allow us to communicate, be on the go. The cell phone, you're reachable everywhere, can send text messages, do social media, you name it. All that's great from a convenience perspective, but the inconvenience that comes with it is we have no idea the long-term effects that it's going to have. And when we look at all the scientists and listen to them, they are very concerned about the long-term effects. So what we wanted to do in GIA Wellness is get ahead of that curve and not wait for 15 and 20 years trying to see what's going to happen to human health and public health, but say, you know what, we have enough evidence that radiation is incredibly dangerous, that it is harmful, and there's got to be patented proprietary solutions out there, which we are using in GIA Wellness, to bring intelligent solutions to people that want to do something about the radiation exposure without compromising the convenience of their wireless lifestyle. That's the balance we're striking here in GIA Wellness. Have you continued experience and enjoy the wireless lifestyle, but do so without the headaches, quote-unquote, and pun intended, that are associated usually with that wireless radiation exposure. Cheryl?
You know, people think when you talk about the dangers of cell phones, and I'm sure everyone listening has heard that, but, you know, people don't really offer solutions. So all right, if you don't have a solution, you just have to continue doing what you're doing because no one really can afford to give up these technologies. They become so much a part of our lifestyle and necessities of life. We have a few more minutes before we go to the break. So when we come back, I want to talk about the solutions, but there's just a few things that in the brief time we have before our break, I think is really important to also mention, Alfred. Number one, the statistic that a study actually came out last week stating that brain tumors in children have become the leading cause of cancer overtaking leukemia. So there was no reason given for this in the study, but when we look at all the factors that contribute to brain tumors and brain cancers, we know that exposure to EMFs is a big part of it, which connects to another one of the mechanisms of action that is known to occur from putting that cell phone up against your head or being in a room with lots of routers. These smart schools now are filled with wireless technology, and that's the breakdown of the blood-brain barrier, which is recognized as a critical contributing factor to dementia, Alzheimer's, and tumors. So do you want to just connect those dots a little bit for us before we go to break?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for me, when I heard that statistic that brain tumors and brain cancer have now surpassed childhood leukemia as the number one, you know, cause of death for kids and teenagers, it to me, honestly, that's not a surprise. As sad as that is, it's not a surprise, because when you look at glioblastoma and when you look at the metastatic tumors on the outside lining of the brain, and when you talk to scientists, which both you and myself have done and many other people that are in this field have talked to scientists and experts, it's not surprising. When you see where radiation focuses, when you press a cell phone against your head, when you have a wireless router close by, when people are putting the cell phone, especially kids and teenagers, they don't want to miss a message to their friends, they put their cell phones underneath the pillow while they're sleeping. So imagine the entire time they have a radiation emitter right there, and when you start compromising the blood-brain barrier, what happens is that toxic chemicals are starting to get into areas of your brain where they have no business being. What a lot of people don't realize is that we have chemicals and processes in our body that if they penetrate certain barriers, they are highly toxic for us. So if the blood-brain barrier gets compromised and gets opened up like an entry door, you now have leakage into brain tissue that really is damaging to your brain health. And so when we talk about radiation penetration into the head, or what experts call specific absorption rate, the rate of radiation penetrating your brain tissue, that's one of the biggest issues we're facing, is people are pressing an EMR, electromagnetic radiation emitting device, against some of the most sensitive tissue that we have as humans, that brain tissue, and that cannot be healthy for us. I don't think it takes a scientist to figure that one out. But you're right, blood-brain barrier penetration and leakage into the brain is highly, highly concerning, and the cell phone is one of the main culprits to do that.
And I think we need to remind people who may not have heard of the study, the government study, a $25 million national toxicology program study, which is part of the NIH, actually came out in May, early release of their study, that proved conclusively that exposure to cell phones, the use of cell phones, causes brain tumors. I mean, that just, you cannot state it any other way. That's what the study showed. They did a meticulous study. It was an animal study, but it was replicated in a way that also mirrored the impact on humans. And they showed that the exposure to these cell phones definitely alters the DNA, alters the tissue in the brain, and contributes to brain tumors, which we have always known. Studies have always been there, but it's often poo-pooed by the industry, as you stated earlier. So was tobacco. It took 30 years for that to be acknowledged. It was known 30 years before it was acknowledged as a problem, because the industry stalled any discussion on the topic. So here we are again, repeating history, where we are looking at studies that have been done all over the world. And as you said, 30 years ago, it was known that cell phones, and that's the early days of cell phones, can cause DNA damage. And, you know, the industry is still claiming this is not the case, although the instructions for your cell phone always says it causes cancer, right? Right in that packaging, correct?
Right. And, you know, you're so right. And, you know, if you think about it, in the 50s, cigarette smoking and tobacco was glamorized. When you look at the ads, I like retro and vintage things, and sometimes I go to a retro store and I purposely look at 50s and 60s Time magazine articles, etc., to see what the advertisements look like. And when you look at tobacco advertisements from back then, it was glamorized. It was perfectly fine for a child to be standing right next to, or somebody's 18 years old, standing right next to the parent and bonding over a cigarette, and both of them smiling, and now you got skulls and crossbones on cigarette packages in Europe. In some countries, three-quarters of the cigarette pack has a skull and a crossbone on it, and it says cigarette smoking will kill you. It doesn't say may, it doesn't could, doesn't say could kill you, it says will. And I think we're going to see the very same thing happening with radiation-emitting devices like cell phones. And the irony is, and as you so beautifully just put it, when you open up your cell phone manual and you actually read through the fine print, you will be blown away. It's the companies themselves, the manufacturers themselves, already know that it's an issue. When you look at a cell phone manual today, it'll tell you to keep your phone away at least 3/4 of an inch from your body at all times. Now, unless you know how to levitate a phone, that's impossible. You cannot keep the phone away 3/4 of an inch from your body. You either have it in your hand, it's either in your pocket, or it's next to your head. And even if you have a headset, a lot of people are using the wrong headsets. They're using headsets that attract radiation towards or channel it towards their head. So what we've seen in tobacco, what we've seen in asbestos, and what we've seen in toxic materials, the exact same movie is playing out with radiation. And that's why we need to step in, and that's what we're stepping in as a company with Geo Wellness, to wake people up and give them intelligent solutions now, not 25 years from now, when finally the industry is forced to admit that this is an issue. We already know it's an issue. They know it's an issue, and they already put it in the fine print of the very cell phone that you purchased. So it's a wake-up call, and we need to make sure that we get the information out there. That's part of the reason why we're so thankful that you're doing that.
And it's an issue for those people that I've met who were diagnosed with brain tumors and gliomas from their cell phones. So, you know, it's very real, and the danger is very real, very present, and people have to wake up. So when we come back after our break, we're going to be talking about some of the solutions that people really need to have, actually must have, in my opinion, to keep us healthy and well now and for future generations. So stay tuned. We're talking to Alfred Hanser. We're talking about ways, proven ways, to get protected from our dangerous wireless world. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman. You're listening to What Women Must Know, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to PRN, number one for progressive minds.
The story behind the story, your story, my story. It's all in the mix on Lead Stories right here on PRN.FM. This is Utrice Lead inviting you to share your thoughts and opinions and expand your knowledge about critical issues of the day, Monday through Friday, right after Gary Null's show. Listen live to a broadcast or get Lead Stories whenever you want from PRN's archive. You can even rate the show on iTunes. Now pass the word. Tell this story to everyone you know. The Progressive Radio Network is moving forward, and we hope you're coming with us.
The Dr. Peter Breggin Hour interviews the most exciting innovators in the field of mental health, from therapists and researchers to advocates of patient rights. Join me and other pioneers in psychology, psychiatry, and empathic living with the aim of improving your life and the lives of everyone you touch. Wednesdays at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Listen live or on the archives 24/7 at PRN.FM. Don't forget to rate the show on iTunes. The Progressive Radio Network is moving forward, and we hope you are coming with us.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman. You're listening to What Women Must Know, and today my guest is Alfred Hanser, who is helping us to understand the technology that we need to protect ourselves from our wireless world. So we've been having this really important conversation, and I want to ask you, Alfred, let's move into some of the technologies and some of the safe solutions. But just one thing before we go there, we need to talk a little bit about smart meters. We need to help people understand what they are. I ask many people if they have smart meters on their homes, and they don't even know what I'm talking about. So they may be there, they may not. Generally, they're put on people's homes without anyone asking permission. So can we just talk a little bit about what is a smart meter and why is it a problem?
Yeah, sure. It's a huge problem. There's 65 million of them right now in North America. As you accurately stated, the majority of them have been put on people's their apartment walls, their home walls, or condo walls without their knowledge or permission. And there is a reason for that. See, back in the day, electric utility companies, you had a meter on the side of your house where a maintenance worker or somebody from the utility company would come out frequently, and they would do a physical meter reading in order to figure out how much electricity you used. And they used that reading to then generate a bill and send you the bill, and you paid your electrical bill. Well, once cell phone towers and cell phone infrastructure became popular, the utility companies said, gosh, we could save ourselves so much money if we had these intelligent meters and readings devices on the side of somebody's house, and this device would pulsate, and every 15 seconds or so, it would send a signal or a reading of how much electricity you're using in real time to a cell phone tower, and that gets relayed to the utility company. So they thought that was an awesome idea. They didn't really ask the public about it, what they thought about it, and they started putting all of these smart meters on the side of people's homes. And if you don't know what it looks like, it's usually It's a round meter. It's about 7.25 inch in diameter, or inches in diameter. It has a digital kind of readout, like almost like a digital alarm clock. And it usually has a little lock or seal on the bottom. And it looks very, it doesn't look very dangerous. It protrudes out from your wall, you know, 5-6 inches max. But it pulsates electromagnetic radiation every 15 seconds or so. So there's different types of smart meters across North America. Somebody send a signal all the time. Some of others, they send signals every 15 seconds. But I just this morning showed a friend of ours, a couple, I showed them with a smart meter, with a reader, with a radiation meter, showed them how much radiation is being pulsated out of that smart meter. They were blown away by it. And so what we've come up with is a product that we call the Smart Meter Defender. And we call it that for a reason. It takes a Faraday cage concept where you're dispersing a radiation field and you literally slide it over your smart meter without interfering with people's readings, without changing the access that a maintenance worker may have to your smart meter. It's literally a cover that you slide over. It has a radiation-protective mesh material. It has a patented radiation-protective technology in it. It has a proprietary biofield-enhancing technology in it. So it's this triple-action device that we've come up with in GIA Wellness called the GIA Smart Meter Defender. And it reduces the radiation emanation dramatically. We're talking in the high 90% range so that you can sleep, that you can, you don't have to worry about the radiation coming from that meter. We even include an optional indoor mesh sheet with it that's also powered by the technologies that I mentioned, and it has radiation shielding material that you can apply on the inside of the wall on the opposite side of where the smart meter is mounted. Because there's some residual radiation, depending how thick that wall is, and where in your house that smart meter is mounted on the outside of the house, that you want to take care of that as well. And we've made it so affordable for people that we're talking, you know, less than $150 for a smart meter defender, and less than $200, like less than $180 really, for the defender and the indoor solution. And it's so easy to apply. You know, we have an instructional manual that comes with it. It's an instructional sheet. It's not something that you have to read 30 pages. It's literally one page front and back, and it explains everything, why you need it. It explains exactly how to apply it, depending on which smart meter type you have. It's so easy. We got text messages, emails just in the last 5 days that has not been in the market of an overwhelming number of people that love the simplicity of it, that love how you don't have to be an expert in how to apply it. You don't have to hire, an expert to put it onto your wall. You can totally do it yourself, and it's an awesome product, and people are absolutely loving it because they're concerned about smart meter radiation, and rightfully so. So it's an exciting product, and it's something that, considering there's 65 million smart meters already in North America and growing every single day, it's something that's very much needed. And I got to tell you, what you said in your introduction is so true. We had several people contact us right after the launch of this product this past weekend that said, you know what, I didn't even know we had smart meters in our neighborhood until you brought this up. We just checked. Here's a picture of what it looks like, and I'm so happy that your smart meter defender fits on it, and I can use that. So people really need to wake up to what radiation dangers they have on the outside of their house that they may not even be aware of. Cheryl?
Well, first of all, I recommend everybody watch the documentary called Take Back Your Power. Josh DeSole was on my show when I heard about him and the documentary he made about smart meters. I cannot express enough what a Death Star a smart meter is. It's like a cell phone tower with all the harm of the cell phone tower on super, super steroids. And it's going on the side of your home, penetrating into your home 24/7. And I have met, Alfred, people who had breast cancer develop as a result of exposure to the smart meter, who've had blood clots and strokes as a result, have had headaches and debilitating migraines, and I even had a woman come over to my office, and she had just had a biopsy. She had these lumps on her chest, and looking like she may have lymphoma or some type of cancer, and probably was on her way. because she had a smart meter attached to her wall of her outside of her bedroom, and her house was so hot, she was off the scale. Everything we had talked about, damaging the body, damaging the DNA, you know, damaging the blood-brain barrier, was going on with her. So she had to leave that house immediately or she would have developed cancer. So this is a really big story that is being suppressed by the media. And the reason why I loved this technology developed, because a Faraday cage, for people who don't know what that is, it's a stainless steel mesh, well, in this case, it's an encasement for the smart meter that actually, I think 98% or so, reduces the radiation, the pulsed radiation emitted. But what people need to really understand is that this technology, if you do not want to have it on your house, you have to opt out. And opt out means you have to pay them an initial fee. And here in Oklahoma, starting in January, it's $100 for the privilege of keeping your analog meter, plus $25 a month for the rest of your life, for the rest of the time you're in your home. So when you think about the cost of what it will take for people to have the privilege of keeping their old meters compared to putting on this new technology, this smart meter defender technology, it's such a an inexpensive, I call it life insurance, to be honest. I think we need to help people understand the proprietary technology, and I have to say it's patented technology, that Geo Wellness, the only company in the world that's offering this technology. And I've looked around at various technologies that claim to help people be protected from EMS. But let's make some distinctions, Alfred, between the technology that you are providing out into the world. And you know, I mean, other people say I've got protection on my phone, but I have my own way of testing with kinesiology. I have found none of those technologies to really protect the body. So let's talk about what Geo Wellness has brought to market.
Yeah, sure. So the red thread that runs through all of these technologies in the, we call it the Terra Geo Inspired Energy group of products, is a combination of a patented technology called MRET and a proprietary technology called ERT. And I'm going to explain kind of how they work together. So imagine, let's say radiation is something that is attacking your body, is attacking your biofield, is attacking your energetics. And so the patented aspect of our technology literally gets stimulated by the radiation itself. So unless radiation is present, our patented radiation protection technology literally lays there dormant. But once radiation is present, it gets stimulated, our radiation protective polymer gets stimulated, and it piggybacks and literally writes on the very wave that is attacking your body. And by piggybacking on it, and it being a randomized field, it changes the way your body perceives that radiation. Why is that important? It's important because a lot of wannabe technology providers in the industry of radiation protection, they violate physics with their explanations. You cannot block radiation from your cell phone and expect the cell phone to still work properly. If you block radiation on your cell phone to a high degree, your voice will be distorted. Images that you send to somebody cannot get through anymore. Text message will be jumbled. There's no way you can separate radiation and the very communication that you need to have. So the reason why our technology is patented and so unique and validated is because it has the ability to change the way radiation impacts you without impacting the signal that your phone needs. And that's the key here. And we're the only company on the planet that has that. Nobody else has that. And so when the United States Patent and Trademark Office put their stamp of approval on our patent, they said, this is unique, nobody else has this, and this is truly one of a kind in the field of radiation protection. And, by the way, the patent is titled Electromagnetic Radiation Material and Shielding Device. And by shielding, we mean shielding the body from the effects of the exposure. So when we talk about product like, let's say, the Geo CellGuard cases that were just launched, fully protective cases the same way that you would go buy a case at the store for your phone because you made a $400 or $500 investment in your iPhone or whatever you may have, and you have a protective case. Well, people are spending billions of dollars each year on protective cases already. People are also spending billions of dollars a year on protecting themselves from radiation exposure. So what we did is we married patented radiation protective technologies, like the one I just explained, with protective cases. So now you can get literally our patented radiation protection technology inside a case. It's part of the actual protective case. So you don't have to separate the two protective mechanisms anymore. And you don't have to say, well, I'm going to get a case, and then I'm going to get GS radiation protection technology. No, you have now two in one. All of it comes in one. And we have done specific absorption rate tests on our patented technology that show significantly reduced specific absorption values when a phone is used with our patented technology on it. We've done magnetic resonance angiography that shows blood flow in your brain and the differences between using and not using the protective technology. And we've done blood microscopy tests on the patented technology, and the list goes on and on. So we have literally validated that these radiation protective technologies and how they work together change the way your body, your energy system looks at, interprets, and deals with radiation. And the key here is we're not, in communication devices like a cell phone, we're not making the radiation of the signal go away, because that would defeat the very purpose of you having a cell phone in the first place. You want it to communicate. But what we're doing is we're changing the way that radiation impacts your system, the way your body responds to it. And that's the key here. And that is what's so unique, so different, and nobody else has it. And now we have, in the cell phone arena alone, we have three different ways of delivering that technology. We have what's called the CellGuard Classic. That is a mini device that you can put on your phone that is powered by the radiation protection technology. We have a CellGuard Sliver, which is a thin version of that, almost like a decal-looking thing. And then we have now the fully protected cell phone cases. So the GS CellGuard cases, which come for seven different phones, all the most popular phone models, four different colors. It comes in black and white, in silver, and in rose gold. So now you have 28 choices on how to not only look stylish, but also have radiation protective technology that's patented by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office powering those cell phone cases. And the response has been massive. I mean, in the first 5 days on market with both the Smart Meter Defender and the CellGuard cases, we had to up the production fivefold. That's how the demand has completely outpaced even our wildest expectations. And the reason why it's done that is because people are concerned. People know that smart meter radiation is not good for them, and they want solutions. And people know that cell phone radiation is not good for them, and they want solutions. And they want solutions that are easy to use, that are affordable, that don't need a 30-page manual for you to install, simple, affordable, and peace of mind. Those are the three things that people are looking for, and that's what we're striving for with every product that we come out in GEO Wellness with our Inspired Radiation Protection product.
So let me just say that I have great respect and appreciation for you and your company for creating these products. And let me be very clear to everybody listening. The wireless age that we are in is a deadly age for us if we're not protected. I just have to be straight up with people. I meet people every day. I see the consequences to people's health, people of all ages, including children, infants, and even newborns. So, if this is the first time you've been hearing this, get educated. The website I recommend is GIAwellness.com/yes. Learn about it. I've written articles. I wrote articles about hormone, breast cancer, and cell phones, if you really want to understand how it's impacting our hormones. So this is a very real and present danger. I also want to say that everyone should go and check if they have a smart meter on their house, somewhere where your electric meter lives. See if it has been changed out without your acknowledgement, approval, or even knowledge. And if it is, you have to get protected because that's an incredibly dangerous pulsed electromagnetic radiation device that definitely damages the DNA, blood-brain barrier, causes oxidative stress and inflammation, and God knows what else. So protection is necessary. I've been using the other devices that you created. They're small-looking little chips, round little devices. But I have to tell you, Alfred, I was really thrilled to see this case that you created, which I got one immediately. They're beautifully well-designed cases for your phones, which is all very nice and you know, it's good to be stylish. But the thing is, you have created a more powerful protective device using your technology by embedding it into the case. So I took my old case off, and I do have to also acknowledge you because the cost of my previous case on my iPhone cost more than your new case that has the technology embedded in it. So you can't get better value than that, value for money and value for your health. And I'm excited. These things excite me. So I think you've brought some amazing options for us to protect ourselves. That's the key. We have to get protected. We are sounding the alarm all day long, aren't we, Alfred, warning people, waking people up. But as you said, it's invisible. You can't taste it, see it, smell it, unless your health is so compromised that when you walk into a room that has a router or devices, you get exhausted, headachy, brain fog, and you feel horrible. And unfortunately, that's happening to more and more people. So anyway, thank you for the great work you're doing. Before we go, the few minutes we have, there's one more device that I actually really, really love, and that's your air tube headset. Can you just mention a little bit about that device you've created and put together to protect us?
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of our really superstar products, and it's interesting because it's not that, you know, a lot of people are talking about it, but there's a lot of people who've purchased it, love it, use it, and wouldn't go without it. So it's one of those where people go, yeah, I'm getting myself a headset, and it happens to be the Geo Wellness AirTube headset, and it's stereo, and I can listen to my music while I'm at the gym and have both earbuds in and get stereo sound. It has a lot of great benefits, but from a radiation protection perspective, what people don't realize is headsets, part of the reason why you get earbuds with your cell phone, a lot of people don't realize that. The industry, that was a concession that the industry had to make sure that they give people a choice to move the cell phone away from their head. So that's why it's not the generosity of your cell phone provider to get you the earbuds that they give you. That was a concession they had to make years ago when it became apparent that cell phone radiation is dangerous, and they told them and said, you know what, put at least some earbuds in so people can move their cell phone away from their heads. So the issue, however, is that conventional headsets, they have wires hanging down the side of the ear, and those wires are almost like antennas.
We've lost Alfred, or I've lost you guys. Anyway,
I'm here.
Can
you still hear me?
Let me just take it from here until Alfred gets back online. You're still here. Oh, I cut out. Okay,
yeah, yeah.
Good. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. Keep going. Okay, keep going,
yeah.
Alfred. Good, you're
yeah,
here.
Yeah, sure, no worries. I'm sorry, I don't know what happened there. I have a great connection here. But yeah, what I was saying is that, you know, what people don't realize is that with regular earphones or headphones, there's wires that hang down beside their head, and those wires attract radiation. And so what happens is with a conventional cell phone, you are actually attracting radiation and channeling it towards your head. And what we have with the AirTube headset is we have hollow air tubes, almost like stethoscopes, that don't have radiation-attracting materials next to your head. So as you're making a phone call, you have an air tube that literally just has sound traveling up and down. And what that means is that as the sound travels up and down, you do not have radiation being channeled towards your head. You don't have radiation channel towards your ear. All you have is the noise that you want to listen to or the voice of the person on the other line. So that's the huge advantage of air tube headsets, that you don't have radiation attracting materials. There's no metals. There is only, it's wood and it's plastic air tube headset, air tubes that makes sure that radiation does not get channeled towards your head anymore. And that's a huge innovation. It's powered, again, by patented technology. Both the earbuds on that headset have radiation protective technology decals on it, and the air tubes themselves reduce your radiation exposure by close to 99% compared to a conventional headset. So the ideal combination obviously would be that you have a GSL Guard case on your phone and you have air tube headsets that you use as well, because now you have hands-free driving and radiation protection in one. Jill?
And an audiophile friend of mine was thrilled with your headset because he said the quality of the sound was the best he has ever experienced. So that's just another important kudos to you in creating this AirTube headset, which I use now and really love. I just want to kind of wrap up the conversation to tell people that, you know, your cell phones, your routers, your smart whiteboards, your Bluetooth in your car, these are all emitting devices. Get protected. Alfred Hanser, it's been a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you for your passion and dedication to saving our lives. And to all of you listening, go to geowellness.com/yes. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman. Always honor the wisdom of your feminine self. Bye for now.